views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Happy Monday, everybody. Beautiful Monday here in New York City for another beautiful Shine On show. I am your host, Kelly Ann Wadler. One day we'll change my last name to All. I recently got married, and one day I will officially change that last name. It's a big to-do. For all who are new to listening in or have listened in before, Shine On Radio is all about helping people celebrate what makes them who they are. And I bring in these awesome guests that are truly living that, following their dreams, following their true calling, all because they found their light and they found their key to celebrating what makes them who they are. Today is a really super special show for so many different reasons. One, we're bringing up an aspect about life and wellness that is so near and dear to my heart, and that is the arts. When I first started my company and was on my life journey, it was so heavily based in the power of the arts. And when I first started Shine On Movement, I was like, well, how do I incorporate the arts? Because to me, arts equals health. Arts is a part of wellness. When we are expressing who we are getting in touch with health, our own healthy sense of self. So today we have an artist, and she's not just a artist of one medium. This woman excels in multiple mediums, and she uses her art as power, as a way to express and talk about some of those nitty-gritty topics. She refers to it as the fat of life that maybe aren't the easiest things to speak about. So she uses all her different mediums, from painting to digital canvas to typography to design, to express or to get out what she feels about these certain juicy, chunky, fatty topics in order for us to feel and create a topic of it. So I met this woman at a networking event, and we were going around in a circle, and she started describing who she was and what she did. And one, her humor blew me away. She was hilarious. And she was talking about this book that she was writing and is about to come out, called Fat Free Samosa. And that immediately had me laughing out of my chair, because just the idea of it sounds hilarious. And I knew immediately we'd have a lot to talk about, especially tying art to body image and how we feel about ourselves. So without further ado, I have a transplant here from India who now lives in the United States. She has a gallery out in Jersey, the Simmerit Gallery, and she works for the Aquarius Group in Manhattan. Smrita Jain, welcome to the show. We're so happy you're here.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to thank you how you start your Monday every day. It's just amazing. Every time I tuned into your show, and it helps me get through my Monday so easy. So thank you so much. I'm so happy I'm part of it today. So,
well, we're so happy you're here. I feel your gratitude, and I'm sending it all the way back. So I start the show every week the same way. And I know for you, this question will ring true. Though most people's lives, including your own, have some negative aspects of it that we have to go through, I call this our darkness. In what part of your life taught you to shine, taught you to find your light, taught you to live out this true calling that you're living now?
I think it's not one moment or one aspect of life that I would say, oh, this is my calling. Like, that calling itself took so many years for me to make it happen, and so many moments that came together for me. And I was like, okay, this is something I have to now, I have to take control of my life, and I have to understand myself, and I have to introspect myself, and I have to make a list of the things that are wrong in me, and make a list of things that I did mistake in my life, and make a list of the good things in me and how I can turn those bad things into good things. So not that I sat with a proper list or anything, but it was more about just introspecting and observing every day what's happening, what did I say that person took it as a wrong message or took it as a right message. So it's really, I'm not a person, and I don't believe that a person would change overnight. Nobody changes overnight. And even a lot of celebrities and fames that we say, oh, that person changed overnight or became an overnight success or overnight. It's not like that. It really takes a lot of time to understand what are the things that are not working in your life and how you have to change it and how you have to bring that darkness into light. So it's not something that I would pinpoint, but my main was when I noticed that how my parents are suffering. I saw that over the years of my schooling, that my parents are like every day they hear that, oh, you don't have a son. Oh, you have three daughters. Oh, are you the father of the three daughters who are not married? And oh, you have to earn a lot of money because you have to sponsor their marriage. So it was like every day, and it was like year after year after year. So it wasn't something like, and I was jotting them down. I was writing things down. I was maintaining a journal since I think I was 10 or 13 or something. So it wasn't something that I would be like, oh, I have to change this immediately. But no, I was just observing, and I knew I have to take control of my life one day. And it just came to me. It's not something that I had to snatch it, but it just came to me because I felt like this is the time.
Now, wow, because I'm sure as a young girl, now I'm not sure, you know, you come from India, and every country has their own cultural expectations, own cultural things. Now, as a young girl, the youngest of three daughters, did you feel an energy of being less than because you were a woman? And how did that motivate you to become something as the gender that you are?
Oh, yeah. Being the youngest, I was always one of the funniest of all. So I was always like the sideline. Like, I was always the one, oh, we'll take your opinion, but it's okay. It doesn't matter. You know, right, what you say, because you're the third one. But there were times when my parents we used to have like family talks and stuff like that, but I would always be the one who would sit around in the center and just play around with my toys and stuff and not take seriously. I myself never took myself seriously. And I was like, oh, I'm the youngest. I'm the brat. So why should I be serious? And but it was more like when I was in a relationship, and I realized that in New York also, even Indians in New York are so, so orthodox and so traditional. And I felt like, oh my God, I really hate myself that I'm a woman and I cannot do anything about it. And I felt like this is not happy, and this is not accepted. And that's when I was like, okay, this is not something that I'm going to just sit around and do nothing about it. And I have been disrespected because I'm a woman. And I think it was more when I was in a relationship. That is when I realized kind of more on that part.
All right. Ladies, gentlemen, all who are tuning in, and I believe that we have some listeners from all the way on the other side of the world in India today. I'm so excited. We have quite a juicy show, as you can already hear. And plus, we have some awesome giveaways that SJ, as I call her now, is going to be giving away throughout the show. So you don't want to miss that. You can also call in or use our live feedback at any time during the show with any questions that you have. All right. When we get back with the show, more with SJ, more with Shine On Radio, we're going deep today and we're talking all about getting into the fat and embracing that. We'll be right back.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio on this Monday. We're talking about the arts today, and not just about, you know, the physical act of doing arts, but what the arts can do for us. My mom is actually an artist herself, and actually my husband's an artist as well. And I found that in my life, I have no artistic talent when it comes to the actual mediums of painting or drawing or typography, as SJ does. But my art comes out in performance arts. And as I was saying at the top of the show, I find that such an important part of our health, our creativity, to express ourselves in some shape or form is an essential part of well-being. So we're going to get all into that today. But first, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to reach SJ via the social media digital world. And also know that you can call in with any of your questions. The number is 800-930-2819. Also, the first person to call into the show, whether you have a question or not, will receive SJ's first giveaway, which is a hand-printed screen 3D poster designed and printed by SJ herself. It's a big deal. First caller in will win that, 800-930-2819. Now, SJ, please let us know how we can connect with you and stay connected forever.
Oh, website, sormitgallery.com, and that's the best way. You can also connect through LinkedIn. I'm on almost every possible social media, and my email is smritha@theaquariogroup.com, and there are lots of ways of just finding me. You can just simply Google my name and you'll find me.
Yes, Smirta Jane. Look her up. She's got a lot of amazing things going on. All right. And again, I just want to be loud and clear. First caller to call gets one of SJ's posters handmade. And the number is 800-930-2819. All right. Let's get back to it. So you use and almost embrace the word fat, F-A-T, fat, 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 a word that for some people makes them cringe. For others, they embrace it. They love it about themselves. What does the word fat mean to you? And how do you use it within your art and your expression?
Yeah. And that's how I came up with this concept of fat-free samosa also, because for me, a person who's overweight, or a person has flabby arms or a flabby stomach, or that doesn't make you fat. Like, yes, you are overweight. Yes, you have to watch your cholesterol, your sugar. You have to keep yourself healthy, and you have to keep to your weight according to your height and weight and things like that. But for me, fat is always, it could be even a skinny person. I have never said to that person, oh, you're fat, but I do relate them as a fatty person, because it doesn't matter if you have six packs or you have tiny waist or you're skinny or tall, have long legs and nice hair. But ultimately, you'll still be fat if you're still thinking in the traditional terms, and if you still carry taking over all these bad aspects of life in terms of, oh, women should just do this, or they should stay at home, or they can do whatever they want to do, but at the end of it, they have to take care of my family. Of course, as a married woman, my mother took care of my grandparents more than her own parents. But at the same time, she's big, but that doesn't make her a fatty person at all. For me, she's a beautiful person, and she thinks, she has an open mind, she has an open heart, and she, you know, I've learned so many things from her. So for me, that is not a fat person at all. And that's how I relate fat to. I'm like, for me, it's like, you cannot be thick-headed. I think that's what, for me, fat is, if you're thick-headed.
Right. I see exactly what you're saying, because we've made the word fat a, you know, this big negative thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just about physical appearance, which is not the case, because, a lot of people like there's a saying, don't judge a book by its cover. Then why would you judge a person by their looks or how they like? That's the first thing that people look, that they see. Oh, you're thin. You're too fat for me, or you're too thin for me, or you know, you have very large hips, and that's just something I cannot take. So I mean, that's how you're seen in India, literally. And I'm being very blunt about it, but that's really the truth.
Now, I'm glad you bring this up. Now, I'm an American woman. I've lived in the Northeast, New Jersey, New York, my whole life. And I know what pressure I have felt growing up here in terms of body image, and how society or you know, certain magazines expect and want me to look or pressure me to look. Now, I don't know anything about what it's like over in India, but it sounds like you're hinting it's like that and maybe even worse. What was your experience as a woman, as a young woman in India, and how did you feel about your body?
Yeah, it's funny that when I was 24, I was already in New York. So my time of, like, here, obviously, kids at the age of 16, 17, they already know what fashion is. They already know what things are, what makeup is. I didn't use an eyelash curler until last year. So that was my first time I was using an eyelash curler. And I remember my makeup artist, like, just relax. I know this is your first time. Don't get scared. So I was not exposed to so much of fashion and stuff like that when I was in India. But I, like I said, I still observed a lot as to what's happening in India, and obviously reading through the magazines and keeping yourself abreast through radios and TVs and things like that. So I know that there is a lot of pressure of how you have to look if you want to be in the magazine, or how your models have to look like and things. But I don't see so much of a talk like how you are doing here. Like, you have a transformative radio. You have like a whole channel. You have like a whole show that talks about body image and stuff. I don't see that happening in India. Even if it's happening, then maybe it is such a minuscule level that people don't even know it. And I haven't seen women reacting to it the way people should positively react to it. They're more like, oh, you know what? I think I'm just going to go to a gastric bypass surgery and do it. And I will remain thin. And I will get married to a rich guy, and who's going to buy me a Louis Vuitton bag one day. And yes, I can show it off to the other girls. So I think that's the attitude that I have seen. And that's the attitude that I have noticed. And that's the observation I get from people around me, from the family around me, the kind of events and special events that I go through. But not that I'm saying that they don't have art. They do have art. They do have visual arts. I have exhibited in India as well. I have done painting shows and things. So there is a lot of theater. But again, I will never know if there is a theater show that talks about women body image, or if there is an art show like I did that talks about women and women rights and women body image and women empowerment and things like that. So things are there, but the topics are different. They don't focus on the things that I'm trying to bring into. Like, I feel like no one's talking about it, and that's why I want to do it, because I want them to talk about it.
And, well, heck yeah. And that's why I find you so powerful, because you are talking about it. And, you know, talking to you and hearing this, you know, what do I know? I'm in my New York City bubble, and I'm thinking like, oh, wow, things are shifting. I can feel the shift starting here. I can feel the conversation of body image and body acceptance and body positivity and self-acceptance starting here. But it sounds like we have a marathon for other places of the world. You know, we have to take a break soon, but I'd like you to start getting into, speaking of marriage, you did a photo shoot, and for the cover of your book, Fat Free Samosa, you stood in the middle of Grand Central Station in New York City, dressed as a Indian bride. One, for people who don't know, Grand Central Station is like the most packed, busy, traffic city of bridge and tunnel people that you can imagine, constantly moving, so many people. How did you get the guts to do this, and what did you do it for?
Yeah, I had to like really tell myself, and of course my wonderful photographer, Michael Fisk, he did the cover shoot for me. He was like, just calm down, relax. And I remember it was July last year, and my hands were like frozen cold. They were like literally cold. I couldn't feel my feet, and my hands were like frozen, and I was so, so nervous. But I think because the people made me nervous, but at the same time, they are the ones who actually calmed me down, because I had so many people starting to come over, and then they started to ask me what the shoot is about. Then I told them what the book is about, and I told them what the Indian culture is about, and they're like, oh, it's so interesting. And the moment that thing happened, everything was just so relaxing. I think we were there for like 1 or 1.5 hours. We were given very little time. We had to take special permission. That took me about 6 months to get it. And that just calmed me down a lot. Yeah. Mm. Once it started to go.
Hold that thought for 1 second. I just want to let you know that Eva from Denver, Colorado called. She has won the amazing giveaway of the 3D poster. So Eva, hang on the line from Denver. Thanks for tuning in. You have won. Congratulations. And stay tuned or stay on the line so we can get your information. All right. We're going to take a quick break. SJ, you're doing awesome. Everybody's listening. We got people over in India. We got people from Denver. We got people from New York. It's a party. When we get back from break, more with SJ, more with body positivity, more with the arts, which I love, and more with Shine On Radio. We'll be right back. Hear you in a second.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Radio.com.
Hey,
back with Shine On Radio. Side note, not really a side note, but just want to remind you guys, you can call in at any time with any of your questions you have for SJ or myself. The number is 1-800-930-2819. We're in the middle of talking about lots and lots of things, but while we were talking all over the break, we're talking about this idea of our body, our idea of how that correlates to our relationship with men or the or whatever you're into in terms of a relationship partner, and perhaps what we've been taught by other women how to feel about our bodies, and that maybe it's up to us now to break that trend. And I was explaining to SJ that one of my big missions is, okay, what can we now teach our daughters? Because from the women that I know in my past, like my mother is one of the most powerful, you know, inspiring, hardworking, get it all done people in the entire world who has also never loved so much the skin she's in. And I've watched her get all these things, accomplish these things, be the hero in all of our, you know, to all of us in her family, in all of our lives, but yet still not feel so great about herself or see it for herself. And what if we create a generation of women who have that naturally within them, the drive and the passion and the talent, but then also feel awesome about who they are? Can you imagine what we'll be capable of? What do you think, SJ?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree to what you said. And I always say that if you want to change, you have to be the change. And if you want someone to get inspiration from, then you have to be that person. You have to be that example for the future generation, for your daughters, for your sons. You have to be the example, and no one else can be like it. Like they say, it's better to learn in the family and at home rather than learn from streets. And it's a very big saying, and it is very true. You have to learn from the family. You have to learn from the house, from the level, from the ground up, I would say, and from the core up, from the foundation level. And that's what your parents and your sisters, your brothers and your family members come. It's unfortunate that most of my extended family was not very helpful, but my parents never lost hope, and they were like very, very positive, and they were very approachable. They were very understanding, and they said, okay, if this is something you cannot do, that's fine. Let's do something, you know, something else. And that might just be helpful. So I think you have to be an example for your own people, and they can look up to you, and then they'll be like, oh, my mom did this, I'm gonna do the same thing. But a good example, like I remember talking to this guy, I'm just giving as an example to you, and he's an Indian. He lives in New York for almost 15-20 years now. He's a very famous comedian. I'm not going to say the name, but he's a very, very famous comedian. And okay, he told me one thing over the phone, and he said that the only thing that I want in my wife is to change her last name to my name. And I said that I'm totally fine with it, but I want to keep my father's name as well as my middle name. So he said, no, I don't want that. And I was laughing inside my head, because I was like, okay, this guy is an interesting. I need to ask him, like, why is his problem? And he said, oh, my mother changed her last name to my father's name, so I want my wife to do the same thing. So I said, I am willing to change my last name, but why cannot I keep my father's name as my middle name? And he's like, oh, do you have a middle name now? I said, no. And he said, then why you should have it after marriage? I said, because I don't want to lose my identity. My father got me to this role. He brought me to this role. I don't want to lose my identity even after I'm getting married to someone. And he just couldn't understand that. And that's what pissed me off, from the fact that you call yourself modern, you call yourself a contemporary person, you call like, oh, I work in such New York big buildings, and I have a huge salary and things like that, but that doesn't make you modern, and that doesn't make you any slim or smart person. You are a fatty person. You are extremely, extremely fat, because you're so thick-headed and you don't have any, I don't know how to say it, but you don't have any acceptance for your beloved partner, for your future partner, for your better half. You cannot think positive for that person. And for me, marriage is always about adding something in your life rather than taking something that's already there with you. That's not marriage. That cannot be a liable marriage ever if you have to take something away from you.
So you're bringing up so many deep, deep conversations within what you do in your art. You know, not just what it is to be in a woman's body, but also a woman's identity, especially as she transforms or goes on the journey to marriage if she chooses to do so, and kind of bringing up a conversation about where the gender roles have been and, you know, the superior sex, and kind of shattering that once and for all, and, you know, making a woman realize that she has a right, she has a choice. Yeah. Now, how well received is this conversation so far been within the culture, you know, that you come from, within Indian culture? Have you seen yourself making waves, people catching on, or has it been an uphill battle?
Oh, I'm gonna answer this in a very comic way, but people don't talk to me anymore. Oh. No, it's hard. It's very hard, and it is people like they tend to avoid things. They will not talk to you, or they will try to avoid these conversations with you. So, and that's why I thought maybe art is one way to do it, and the art is like one platform, the way to express it. So.
Got it. All right. We have a question on the line. Brian, my awesome producer, can we get hooked up with our caller?
Oh, yes, we certainly can. We got Eva standing by from the Rockies, Denver, Colorado. Welcome.
Welcome to the show. Is that how we pronounce your name, Eva?
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Oh, just kidding. False alarm.
Hold on. Yep. Let's do this again and say hello to Eva from Denver, Colorado. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yay! We're here now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this conversation. So I had a question for Smirta, actually. You've been talking about a lot of juggling that you're able to do between doing your art, and then you're a designer, you have an art gallery. I think that's incredible. I just wanted to kind of understand how you're able to combine all these different skills. And I wanted to know if what you do comes naturally to you, or if it was part of some sort of training that you got.
Hi, Eva. Hi. Thanks for calling in. I don't know if it comes naturally. I've seen my father doing so many things, and he's been an entrepreneur all his life, and that comes from his grandfather. So I don't know if it's naturally or not, but in my training, during my undergrad training and my graduate training, we were forced to kind of do a lot of things at the same time, and we were given skills to like do photography. If you need a photograph, go take a photo yourself. Don't steal it from internet. So we were like so trained to think that you can combine these skills together. And as an artist, as a art director, as a creative director, you have to have these multiple skills that you can bring together into a project. So I think it was more of a training, I would say. Especially with my Pratt Institute training and my undergrad in in India, Delhi. So I think I would say 80% of it was definitely training of how to combine skills together.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Eva, did you get your question answered?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in and listening to Shine On Radio. We super appreciate you. Okay, everybody, listen up. We are taking our last break. When we come back, we have time to answer one more question if you have one. So feel free to call 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question for SJ. Also, I want you to know she has two other giveaways. First caller to call in will receive a free Simrit Gallery tote bag from the gallery shop. And she also has another one. I have to ask her after the break if she's giving that away. But first caller to call in gets a free tote bag. And we'll be right back after break with more with SJ and more with Shine On Radio. We'll be right back.
The 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WPLQ.
Girl, you're looking fine tonight, and every guy has got you here beside.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. Forgive me. I am a silly lady. I got the giveaway wrong. So the giveaway is actually for everybody, but it's not the tote bag. Let's pretend the tote bag doesn't exist. The real giveaway is that SJ's book is on pre-order book sale. And if you guys use the coupon code SHINEON, then you get 50% off, I believe, the book, which is stellar. So again, that's The promo code for her pre-order book sale is Shine On. And then when I post this edited show tomorrow on my social media, we'll get the link of where you can find that. So, SJ, also, you have events at your gallery a lot. Please let us know what's up at the gallery, how people can check you out, and also tell us your social media and website again so we can stay connected with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the name of the gallery is Surmit Gallery of Art and Design. It's Surmrit. And currently we are repainting the gallery because I have closed the Fat-Free Samosa exhibition just recently, and we will be pushing that exhibition, and I'm thinking of making it as a traveling exhibition, so it's going to go in New York and other places. And we are upcoming with another show, some of my paintings and some of my mentor's paintings. His name is Tapan Lal Dhar, and he has done some fantastic work. And he is one artist who doesn't believe in social media. He's completely opposite from what we, from the world that we live in. But he expresses himself through paintings, and I will be doing his show come fall this year. And yeah, and the best way to find us is through Facebook. We are on Instagram, and the ID is Surmit_gallery. And like I said, if you simply Google my name, a lot of things are just going to pop up. A lot of good things will pop up. So you can find me that way.
So what I'm hearing is we have this powerhouse woman who came here to the States to continue her education, to continue following her dream, and to be a pioneer in voicing the power of being a woman, and that it doesn't matter what I look like, and I'm not just some piece of candy on someone's arm, and I'm not justified by the man's bank account that I have, you know, found to marry. And this is what I'm hearing. And I think then maybe this is part of the reason why you wrote the book Fat-Free Samosa, but I can't assume anything, as we shouldn't. What was the driving force of this book that is about to be out in the world?
A lot of things, a lot of fortunate and unfortunate events in my life. And I just felt that there has to be an outlet for me to tell the story and to tell my story. And I didn't want it to just write simply a book, because I'm not a full-fledged writer that I would just write 1,000 pages and the book is going to look so boring. I really don't like to read such books. I'm a visual person. I'm a graphic person, so I decided that I'm going to write it, and I'm going to express it through photography, through art, through these stages and visual information, through graffiti and typography and a lot of things that combine together. So the reason why I wanted to write was I wanted to just simply tell my experience, and I felt like my future generation, I felt like if I ever have a daughter, I don't want her to go through what I'm going through. And if I can be a good example, if I can set an example for her, that will be my biggest achievement. That will be an objective accomplished for having this book. So I feel like everybody should think that way. I feel like a lot of people don't think that way, that, oh, I don't care what my son is going to do. He's going to find his own life. He's going to find, like, I don't believe in that. I believe that if you can set forth a good example, then that person might just follow that example and stick to it and understand that it helped me, give that support instead of just throwing you out there and decide whatever you want to do. So.
So you're leading by example for potential offspring, but also for all who are watching, you know. I think, you know, being an immigrant woman, I know nothing about, but you're coming here with a dream, and it's growing, and it's not only growing for some self, you know, fulfilling needs. It's growing because it serves and it helps and it heals. So one, I thank you for that. How have you overcome some of the challenges that come with being an immigrant, but yet still following your dream in this country?
The biggest challenge as an immigrant, and I'm sure many Indians listening to this will agree, is when you have to go to an interview and you have to say that I need a visa sponsor. And they will just simply close your file down and they'll be like, out you go. And I have actually been that way. And I have experienced that moment in my life where I have been rejected and they've said, Smrita, you're so talented. And I've had people who I did my internships with, and they're like, you're so talented and we really want to keep you, but you don't have a visa status. You don't have the correct status and we cannot give you the job. So, and that was such a big challenge for me. And I overcome that challenge by, again, making art as my best friend and making art as the thing that I hold on to. And it really helped me. And today I'm an independent person. I displayed my work. I did exhibitions. I did exhibitions in India, and I literally made art as the thing that that holds me together as one of my major supportive element in my life.
Amen, sister, because I mean, I think that the arts, you know, whatever outlet a person has in terms of healing, I find the arts being one of the most powerful and one of the most just powerful ways to express our missions, and you're doing just that. So with that said, I always close with the same question for all who are listening, who, whether they have a dream or whether they're finding themselves being caught in some of the negative occurrences in their life and can't seem to find their light. What is your advice? What is your recommendation to follow that dream or to, you know, get in touch with what they're ready to express about themselves?
I think people should learn to balance and introspect themselves first before heading on to that dream. I feel like people just jump and then they get lost, and I'm like, maybe you didn't assess yourself first and understand what skills you have, what is it that you're good at, what is it that you're bad at, and then understand. Go objectively and not emotionally, even though a lot of things I do emotionally. As an artist, you do a lot of things that are emotionally based, but you still have to think objectively. You have to think that, oh, there's so many people might be doing the same thing. How you want to be different? How is your dream different from others? So you really have to introspect yourself first before asking other people. You have to just close yourself in the room and just talk to yourself and understand, like, okay, this is what I'm good at. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to proceed. And this is what I'm going to ask help. And even understanding that you need help is a big thing for me. So I think don't just follow a dream just because everyone's doing it and I'm going to join the dream like a rat race. It's not a rat race. You have to understand yourself first, what you're good at, and then hit it on the spot, and you're gonna hit it on the spot because you had a thought process behind it, you had a plan behind it, you had an objective, an understanding behind it, and that's gonna help you achieve that dream.
Absolutely, absolutely. Discover what you're good at. Be into yourself. SJ, listen, we had a call from India that we just don't have time for because we have to close. So Suhaid from India, thank you so much for calling. I am so sad that we can't take the call right now, but next week we sure can. But thank you for being here. Everybody check Smrita Jain out. You won't be disappointed. Use the promo code SHINEON to get the pre-sale order of her book. Thank you so much for being here, SJ.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I'll post the show tomorrow for anybody who missed it, and have a great week to all who are listening. Shine on. We'll be here next week. Have a great one.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.